Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Happy Valentine's Day, right? Are you having a good Valentine's Day? Welcome to Meaningless Activity, the Valentine's Day special. Today we're going to go over the United States' most popular Valentine's Day gifts. And this is throughout time. Things haven't really changed too much. As far as what people usually give someone they are in a relationship with or want to be in a relationship with, that has not changed one bit. So we're going to go over the top seven for men and women gifts for Valentine's Day. And these are giving, okay? So these aren't getting, these are giving. And you'll be unimpressed by how cliche we are. Following this episode, we're going to be doing three episodes every day for the next 3 days. So it's going to be, well, one episode a day, every day for the next 3 days. So three new episodes coming out tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. Just because this is kind of off topic. We usually cover comic books and movies and television and things like that. But today is Valentine's Day. So we got to talk about Valentine's Day stuff, right? All right. So the bottom of the list of seven, we have gift cards. 17% of women buy gift cards. 11% of men buy gift cards. Me personally, I do usually buy my wife a gift card for things, you know, I mean, we have the same account, you know, so... buying a gift, you know, we're both buying it when we buy gifts. But gift cards, you know, I can try to, like, this is somewhere that you go, that you like, blah, blah, blah. It's probably going to just be something, I'm trying to think, what did I get? Well, to be 100% honest, I haven't bought it yet, so I will want to get off work. We'll see. All right, so gift cards, bottom of the list. Then we have clothing. Women, 18%. More women buy clothing for men. 14% of men buy women clothing. So, as you can see, gift cards and clothing, the women buy for the men. Not as much vice versa. Now, jewelry is the next one on our list. 9% of women buy men jewelry. 29% of men by women jewelry. This is actually probably the most common. I mean, this is something I do as well. An evening out. 39% of men treat their lady or fellow man to an evening out. 36% of women treat their man or woman to an evening out. So it is more popular for the man to buy jewelry and an evening out. Now this is where the statistics get astronomically different, is with flowers. 61% of men buy flowers for their significant, or only 15% of women buy their significant flowers. Which is so, like, old school. You know, we always talk about how things have changed progressively, but not that. I will say that no lady has ever bought me flowers. Rounding the top two of our list is candy. 50% of women buy their men candy. 47% of men buy their woman candy. And I believe my wife is going to get me something Snicker-related. I do plan on doing a candy bar episode coming up in the near future. And personally, Snickers is the number one candy bar of all time for me. And the number one gift for Valentine's Day, 58% of women buy this for theirs, 44% of men buy this for theirs. And that, of course, is greeting cards. Greeting cards, that industry is so annoying. I like Christmas cards. You know, they go through the mail. I think Mother's Day is also very cliche. But Valentine's Day cards. What would I give my wife a Valentine's Day card? It is the number one gift in the U.S. for Valentine's Day. I don't think I'd ever buy my wife a greeting card. Because they all say things that are just so lame. But it is the number one gift. And more women buy men greeting cards than men buy women greeting cards. And I don't know if that is, I'm not sure why. I feel women are a lot better at expressing themselves than men. But, you know, just say it through words and actions. Why get a card that inevitably will be thrown away? I have been with my wife for 17 years. I have given her a card on her birthday before. I have given her a card for Mother's Day, but not from me, from the kids. I mean, I picked it out. I bought it. Don't tell her that. But I have never gotten her a gift, like a card, like a greeting card on Valentine's Day. And I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. I've definitely done, I'm pretty sure everything else on this list. I've gotten her candy this year, I plan on. I've gotten her flowers, but I don't like buying flowers because they die. Evening out, I mean, in theory, we always buy each other evenings out when we can. Jewelry, I've definitely bought her jewelry on Valentine's Day. Clothing, maybe some pajamas, but I've definitely done it over the 17 years. Gift cards, definitely, because it's very, 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 very easy. So I've done all these things except for the number one, which is greeting cards. And I don't know why, you know, I have greeting cards from previous years, from, you know, the holidays or even my kids' birthdays, but I wouldn't even know where to put a what do you do with it afterward? You put it on your, because if you get it on Valentine's Day, you put it on your mantle for a few hours? I'm confused. I don't see the point. I used to give out cards in grade school, you know, with those little thing, those little cards in the little box, but I think we should move past that. If anything, you're going to give them a handwritten card, okay? Don't get greeting cards. That industry is really just the worst. So what are your plans for Valentine's Day? Because Valentine's Day takes place, as it always does, on February 14th, this year it is on a Thursday. So, I'm assuming, I know we're trying, I think we're actually going to celebrate it, like going out to eat and all that on the 15th or 16th. Because it's nearly impossible when you work Monday through Friday, and then you have a second job on Saturday and Sunday, like we do, to celebrate on a Thursday. You know, Thursday, I got to be back in the office. I got to get up at 7:30. I'm not going to be up with champagne and dinner and a movie on a Thursday. And I never understood that. I mean, I know not everybody works Monday through Friday, but can we just change the rules to be, you know, the third Friday in February? Jeez, so sick of it. Can't do a Thursday, but yet I have to. You know what I mean? Because I'm obligated. But we'll see. If anything, we will celebrate whenever we can, if not every day. You know what I mean?
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery. Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
My name is Sarah Connor.
Critics rave. Linda Hamilton is back and better than ever.
The day has come.
In the best Terminator since T2.
We don't win this one. It's all over.
Terminator Dark Fate. Rated R. In theaters Friday.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.